Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm Julia Cannon, and here's my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, Yay! Everyone.
And we have as our special guest today, as part of our ongoing QHHT Level 3 series, we have live from Paris, Paris, France, and you're going to love her accent, Corinne Pouget.
What accent? What are you talking about?
What accent? We're the one with the accent, Julia.
What accent? I don't hear any accent here.
Isn't it
and you don't
gorgeous?
See that I have the Eiffel, I don't see it. I have the Eiffel Tower on my t-shirt. Oh. It doesn't really show, but I figured, yeah, look.
Oh, now I can see it. Okay.
I figured, you know, I have to represent, you know, my country.
So, yes. Okay. Yep. You represented absolutely. Very well.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Right here.
Welcome to Paris.
Okay, Tracy, see, there's nothing.
Yeah. Usually you're making us look really mellow. Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to behave.
Keep it coming, Corinne. Keep it coming.
I promise I'm going to behave.
No, we don't like behavior.
Very concerned.
I want you to do everything you can to throw Julia off today. That is your challenge.
She doesn't need me. She's okay. She's fine. She's perfect.
I mean, I'm a good tap dancer.
Yes. Oh, she's fine.
All right. I feel the challenge. The challenge is on.
Okay. So enough of the funny business.
Yes.
Aww.
It's serious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear about you, Corinne.
Right.
So if you've watched some of these shows, you kind of know the routine, you know, and in case anybody else doesn't know the routine, here's what we're going to do. Step one.
Step one.
Okay, first of all, everybody's going, okay, who's Julia?
She hasn't done this before.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I always love to do is I want everybody to get to know you because you have made it through this challenging road to be a level 3 QHHT practitioner, and so which is so exciting. And huge congratulations. So
Thank you.
Want everyone to know about you. I want them to hear your journey. What got you into this crazy, wacky world? And then just things along the way, just whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So floor is yours, Corinne.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a long road. It's a funny road. And it really started 35 years ago, actually. I didn't know then, but it started. I had like an accident and I had an out-of-body experience. And so, you know, like now we hear about that, about the tunnel and the light and everything. But back then, I didn't know any book about it. There was no internet. There was electricity, but there wasn't internet. And I was kind of lost a little bit because I really experienced the love, like universal love and the light, and that we are all just one being, really one big soul. And I had these feelings inside of me, but I couldn't share it with anyone. I didn't know who to share it with, and I kind of thought maybe I was losing it a bit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so for many years, I was doing another job and I was searching, you know, I was trying to find an answer about that feeling, because this feeling that I had that day, I still have it inside of me, like it happened 10 minutes ago, you know.
You can go right back to it at any time.
Yes.
Wow.
And people, you know, people were talking to me about teaching me, like my teachers were telling me about how to be competitive, to be better than the other one, make more money, look better, whatever. And I was thinking, what's the point? We're the same one person. So I want to love my neighbor. I don't want to compete with my neighbor. So it was a bit confusing. And I was out in society. I was learning how to mimic people, you know, like people who are like, I want to be the best. I was like, yeah, me too. I want to be the best. Like, you know, I was trying to belong, you know, to belong to the group. So I was, yeah, sure. Yeah, me too. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let me. And I was like, what am I talking about? This is not at all what I believe in. So anyway, so then years went by and I finally met people and I read books and I saw videos and I started to be into the business. And then I was an actress for 20 years. I wrote playwright and I directed plays and I even directed a feature film and I did all that. And then I was
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. I bet you learned a lot from that process about life.
Oh, you know what's amazing is that I'm still teaching drama. My students, I was getting them ready for being my first client for QHHT.
Nice.
I didn't know it. I mean, I swear, I did not know it. I was doing some kind of exercise at the beginning of the drama class, which was hypnosis. It was induction. Like, first time I read the induction, I was like, oh my God, I was doing it the whole time. So, and you know, even the process when you were in the theater, you know, it's at night, you dim the light, you change the voice, and it's really hypnosis, you know, the catharsis, what's going on between the audience and the actors and everything. It's really the same thing. And yeah, and teaching actors, you get to go into their soul and see everything that's behind whatever they show about themselves. So, and then one day, but I was still, you know, digging, searching, thinking, there's this thing. I was kind of in the closet, really, because I wasn't still talking to anyone about that experience that I had. And then one day after I've done a musical, I've done all these things that I wanted to do in my life, I had done them, and I was still like, yeah, great, thank you so much, but there's still something missing. And then there's a friend of mine, he's a psychic, he shows up in my life every 2 years, you know, he shows up and he says, oh, you should read this, and then he disappears. And then he said, oh, you should read this, and then he showed me the book of Dolores, The Three Waves of Volunteer. And I'm
That's
like...
a very dangerous book, you know?
That's kind of what happened to me too, yeah.
That changes the world for whoever reads it.
I read the book, I swear, I read the book, I'm like, who's that person? Who are these people? I want to meet them. Look, internet, you know, seeing a couple of videos.
Have internet now.
Yeah, now we have internet. So I see your mom.
I took the challenge seriously, okay? Good.
So I see a couple of videos of your mom and I'm like, this is it? Where I mean, I registered to the class, which was happening in Orlando, Florida. I was in Paris. I registered, I bought my plane ticket. And I was like, what are you doing, girl? Are you insane? You don't even know where you're going. And the other part of me was like, yeah, we know where we're going. We know exactly where we're going.
Going home.
Yeah, we're going home, exactly. Mm-hmm. So then I figured I might as well do a session in Paris before I go there. I had already the ticket, the hotel was booked, everything was booked. But then I did a session in Paris and I was like, whoa, that was really, really cool. Really, really cool. And I had seen videos of you as well, Julia. And I was like, I want to meet that lady. She's beautiful. She's awesome. The energy, I mean, I was like, this is home. Okay, I'm coming home. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I was in Orlando and it was, you know, changing the world for me, because I was coming from the show business where everybody is like this, you know, and then I got into that room with my roommate. And I was like, oh, are you on the Facebook group from the class? And she's like, I don't have a Facebook account. And I'm like, okay, this is another world. Okay, these people are different. Okay, this is something else. Okay, I'm somewhere else. And so I'm like, oh my God, okay. And all these people, so nice, so kind, like from the heart, like really, how are you? Like, I haven't been really asked, how are you, for the last 30 years, you know, in my life, in my business life.
Yeah.
Work, like, nobody cares how you are.
how are you? Okay, fine, let's go on.
Like, what do they care? You know, just want you to help
they just,
them.
They just want to make sure they look better than you, sound better than you.
Yeah, or that you're going to look good on stage so they can make money out of this play, you know, but like.
Yeah.
I'm overdoing it because I had very dear friends. I still have very dear friends and I've met lovely, lovely artists and lovely people. But I mean, business-wise, it's a hard, you know, business. And so I was like surrounded by cool people, nice and yeah, looking after the others. You know, I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Here you thought you were in Orlando, but who really knows?
Yeah. I remember that was funny. I remember the end of the training, the level one training. Whoever was in charge said, okay, tomorrow we're going to meet at Orlando, like the Disney World. And I'm like, there's 100 of us. Disney World is so huge. We're never going to find one another. I was like, yeah, we will. And then everybody's psychic. Everybody's like, gets so many messages, you know? So you're like, oh, I found you. Yeah, I found you. We all found one another. And I was like, this is amazing. This is the best trip ever, you know, because you don't need to organize anything. These people, they see, they know the channel, they hear, they, so you don't need a sign, you know, like everybody knows, they find you eventually.
Where did we go? That way.
Exactly. And
I have to, wasn't that an amazing experience?
That was, yeah.
I mean I've not been to that many, you know, I'd never been to Disney World before that trip. And so I hadn't been on any of their other rides. And that was the only ride I went on was what we did. But that hands down for me, all of the ever parks I've ever been to or any rides I've ever been on, that hands down for me was the absolute best.
Yes.
So amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
If anybody wants to know what we did, it was the, I don't remember what we did.
Did you do an Avatar ride or something?
Avatar.
The Avatar ride.
What was the name of it? Flight of the. Anyway, the whole ride, it's simulation, and you are on a dragon.
Yes, it was QHH.
Hello.
I know.
And they take you through this. I mean, it is so real. You can even feel the drag because you're on it, kind of like you're on a motorcycle kind of thing. It'd be that kind of a, you know, but you're riding, it's a dragon, and you can actually feel it breathe. I was just blown away by that.
I know. And you have the smells. When you go through the woods, you can smell the, like the mushrooms and the leaves and yeah.
Yeah, and the water.
Yes, you know, yes, the water. Yeah. Everything.
Anyway,
you're probably just teasing everyone right now because the parks are really so closed, aren't they?
Oh, right.
That's right.
Actually, I had been to a Disney World like 35 years before with my parents, and it was funny for me to be back, you know, being an adult and all the journey in my life, everything I had to go through and the path it took me to come back there in with this group of people, beautiful beings, right? Yeah, and then I started to do sessions in France, and of course, all my drama students, they were like, I'll do it. I had so many people around me. I was amazed to see how many people were ready to do that. Because, I mean, in France, I mean, from my point of view, this is not something very that you can, I mean, I don't talk dragons, ETs, or
what?
Unicorns with anyone.
You do now.
Including myself. I mean, I have to say it's funny because really when I was the client, when I was under, I say things that I normally don't believe in, you know, like I'm like, and then after that, I'm like, all right, okay, whatever, you know? So, yeah. So I was amazed at how many people are ready to have QHHT sessions here in France. I mean, my clients, I just love them. They are beautiful souls. They are people who, you know, like two-thirds of them are in their 40s, 50s. They've had like a job, a house, a husband, wife, kids, dog, you name it. You know, they've done the whole thing. Right. And now they're like, okay, all right, we've done it. All right. No, no, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. Okay, what now? What's next now? They want to know about their mission in life. They want to find a real path, and they want to provide, like, they want to do something that matters, you know, on this planet. And they are beautiful souls. I mean, the work, people are really working on themselves, and they are not taking anything for, like, they don't put the blame on others, you know. They take full responsibility for whatever is happening to them.
That's a huge step.
Yes, big piece.
Yes. Take full responsibility. And
just from here, from the headquarters, and watching, you know, like the different countries, we're always getting requests to translate the course, and that kind of gives us an idea of where, I mean, it was really fun to watch where we're waking up, you know, and stuff. And then we get enough requests from an area, then we start working on that. And it was so funny because we had several countries in Europe that were doing, like Germany was, you know, we kept getting a lot of requests there, but we didn't get any from France. And we're like, what's going on in France? What's the deal? When are they going to wake up? And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, boom. It is. They're surpassing. It's like they go bang. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that must be very interesting from your perspective to see the world. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
picking up. Yeah,
and I'm sure, you know, like you'll have, you know, individuals popping, but when you see a whole country, kind of like, boom, it's open.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. You remember what I said? The French saying is that only stupid ones don't change their mind. That's the French saying. That I guess only the stupid ones won't change their mind. Yeah. So, Very good.
Well, you started a ripple effect out there, it sounds like, and got everybody on the wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay,
yeah.
So that was, okay, so you've been doing sessions.
Right. So I was doing sessions, and then, so what happened is that I remember when I did my session during, while I was doing level one in Orlando, you know, we're doing sessions among practitioners. And one of my questions was, should I go to Oxford to do level two after that? And the answer my SC gave is, she's already there. She's having a blast. Yeah. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going. So I went to Oxford and I did level two, and it was amazing, amazing to be. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but to see live people who had done more than 25 sessions and talking about QHHT sessions, you're like, I'm not the only one anymore. You know, like, oh my God, I can talk to these people, and they are all like, down to earth people, like, because I'm kind of, I'm not attracted to the, you know, a little bit too much wooden, you know, like, you know, sandals and stuff like that. It's not too much of my business.
A woo woo? Is that what you're trying to
say? The hippies?
Yes.
She's saying like a hippies. Hippie.
No, yeah. Hippies is okay. The woo woo's about.
Oh, the woo woo.
Like, yeah. I have
experience. The, you know, the, what do they call it? Gosh, we have what we described too. Woo woo, the heads in the sky. It's like airy fairy. Yeah.
Well, actually, I had an experience when I was a teenager. You know, I was kind of hanging around with those people, and some of them really were really bad people in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was kind of hurt by those people, mm-hmm. which is really funny the way I came back, because before I was like, you guys don't approach me, you know, I don't want to deal with you whatsoever. And now I know my way, and I know, that they're wonderful people. They're wonderful people. Of course, they're going to be a bunch of, it's like everywhere, but there are wonderful people. So to be there in Oxford with all these people coming from all over Europe, that was beautiful. And we had a great time. Then we went to Stonehenge, and that was really cool. And then And then I heard that that another level two was going to happen in Cannes, in France. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, if I can help, you know, I'm French, I live here, if I can help with anything. But I thought maybe help to register the hotel or help you, you know, something like that. Like tell you when does the train arrive in the station.
Watch what you asked for, right, Corinne? Rachel, I'll help. Oh, no.
So I was like, if I can be of any help with anyone, you know, like, you know, tell you what time does the restaurant open or something like that. And then I got this message like, oh yeah, well, actually, I don't know, someone was supposed to translate and could make it whatever. And could you do that? And it, same thing happened that many years ago in New York, I was living in New York and I had been translating for people between French and English. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then,
Love the synchronicities, right?
I mean, like, she was in the deep end. She was so much in the deep end right away.
For you.
You did such awesome. A great job, though.
And then I was in the train, going to Cannes, and I'm like, I had never done that, like translating all day long, you know, for a week. I mean, I don't even know if I can do it. And I don't know what I was talking to your mom, you know. I was talking to Dolores in the train and I was like, help me, please help me. I have no idea what I'm doing. Please help me, help me, help me, you know. And then
I gotta tell you one thing about her. Now, normally when we translated a class, like the whole thing is done. But this class was like half English speaking, half French speaking. So it was like, it was going to be very distracting if we did this back and forth thing. Like we say a phrase, it's translated. We say a phrase, it's translated. And that's how we do when like in China or in some of these countries, everybody is speaking a different language. But this one, it was like, because it was that way, there was like, well, let's just try this. And so she sat kind of toward the back. She stayed in the group, but she sat in among her people. She was
among her people.
Simultaneously translating it. People have to know how hard that is. That is, because if she's having to listen and translate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no gap. She's just got to keep up with it.
Corinne?
Yeah.
I appreciate what you were doing.
And, you know, I mean, I'm used to stage fright because I was on stage so many times. But this time I was like, what if Julia starts to talk and I open my mouth and nothing comes out of it, you know, like I was like,
that was not a problem.
In 10 seconds everybody's gonna turn around and say, who's that girl, what is she doing, you know. I was like, I don't know, like I mean I was calling everybody, you know, in everywhere in the universe, like, guys, you gotta help me. Because, and they did surely help me, because I mean suddenly Julia started to talk and I opened my mouth and I was like, blah, 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 blah in French. Like I had like three layers. Like I had this layer of the sound coming, the layer of the translating, and the layer of the speaking. All three of them going at the same time. And I was like, oh, all right, you can do that. Okay, that's news. Okay, all right.
That's new.
All right, okay, whatever.
It's kind of like channeling, right?
Exactly.
Got to translate what Julia is saying. That's like channeling.
It felt
so
like channeling.
She called in all of these beings around her. Julia, was she glowing in the back of the room?
Oh my gosh, she was amazing. She was so amazing.
She's just back there.
Yes, I know. Glowing in the dark. You know, like you can see me in the dark in the hotel. You know, I was like,
Bryn, you can send your helpers home. You're done for a while. Oh my goodness.
So then one day at breakfast, Julia and Kaya said, oh, we have to talk to you. And then I was like, this is it. They're going to tell me, listen, well, you're nice, but you know. I was like, this is it. You know, I'm like, oh my God. And then they're like, well, you're doing a pretty good job. I was like, oh, okay, well, all right, whatever. My angels, you know, my helps. I'm like, you listen to that, guys. You guys are doing a good job.
You're high-fiving them when you're sitting at the table.
All the light beings, you know, around me, yeah. High five, guys.
Up, guys.
So then they said, what about you would go take level three, next level three is going to happen in Miami, and also take care of the teaching in France, like make the link between the Julia's teaching and French people. And I'm like, yeah, all right, okay, yeah. I mean, you understand that at this point, I have no control whatsoever over my life. I mean, this is the feeling that I have, you know, like, it's like, yeah, okay.
Just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. It's not like I control anything, you know, so I'm like, oh, all right, okay, so that's the new thing on my list. Oh, okay, I'm going there, all right, okay, perfect. I really feel like this, and I really trust and I have faith that it's perfect, because it is. Mm-hmm. So then I went to Egypt, and Egypt, same thing. I go to Egypt, you know, and, you know, we go to the first pyramid, you know, and I'm kind of in the tourist mode, you know, like, oh, good to see the pyramid, oh, it's wonderful, let's go inside. And I'm chatting with another girl, blah blah blah, and then it's getting narrower and narrower and smaller and smaller, you know, you kind of almost have to crawl to go inside. And then you go to the king's chamber, and I go there, for me it's like a microwave, you know, like I get all this information, all this, you know, I'm in there like, and I'm feeling so much thick, and I'm like, guys, you should warn us. You should put a sign, you know, at the entrance. You know, watch out. You're going to be like inside of the microwave with all the energy flowing like this. So I kind of got out of there. I'm like, oof, okay, all right. So I have to take it easy for the next pyramid. And then I go to the next pyramid. And I mean, I have no religious education, okay? Like, I was baptized Christian, but that's about it, Catholic, but that's about it. And in France, anyway, we don't really care about religion. You know, it's something very personal, but it's not something that it's okay. And I go to the other pyramid, and then I see Jesus, and I'm like, oh, all right, well, okay, now, all right, okay, say hi, how okay. are you?
Did you high-five him too?
Yes, I'm like, he's with a bunch of people. He's with a bunch of people. You know, they're all so cool. They look so cool. And like, okay. So I'm like, well, since you're here, I'm here. Is there any message for me? You know. So the first message I got was like, you have to have faith because everything is going to be okay. And I was like, I have to say also, it has been a little bit difficult for me, like in my family, about QHHT, there is a resistance, and it's kind of, there is a resistance, and I know it's my call. I know it's me, and this is something I have to work. It's my responsibility again, and it's okay, which is okay.
Why you brought that up though? Because I bet that happens in a lot of families. Mm. A lot of practitioners, I bet they have people around them that have some resistance. You know. Right. They've gone off on the crazy wagon or something. And
yes. And I think it's perfect. And it makes me be really focused and centered and question everything I'm doing and not go with the flow and say, oh, whatever. It's very good. And there is a lot of love also and respect. But it's, So when I was in Egypt, I was going through kind of a hard time about that. And so I get the message, have faith, everything's going to be okay. So I'm like, okay, I have faith, you know, everything's going to be okay. All right. Like in fighting mode, you know? And then I asked, is there another message? And the message was like, Jesus was like so tired, you know, he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
The message, the message is have faith because everything is going to be fine. Not because you're going to fight so much that eventually it will be fine, because you will win fighting. It will be fine because you won't have to fight no nothing, because everything is going to be fine. So this is why you have to relax and everything's going to be fine. Mm. So I'm like, oh, okay, why don't you say so? Okay, now I get it. All right, okay. So
you took the gloves off.
Yeah, exactly. And that made so much sense. And that message, I felt that message was for everyone. Like I could tell this message was for everyone. And I guess now that we went through the COVID and stuff, the lockdown, and I'm like, that was a kind message that I got, you know. Have faith, everything is going to be fine.
Yeah, because that happened right after you guys left Miami, didn't it?
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I got this message in Egypt.
So yeah, right. I got the message in Egypt, which was in December. December.
And then Miami was February?
February. Yeah.
February, March, yeah.
So you had that percolating. Everything's gonna be okay.
Yes, everything's gonna be okay. No need for fighting. Everything is going to be fine. This is why you should have faith, because everything is going to be fine. And I knew the message was for everybody, not just for me, for everybody. And I mean, I believe that message 100% all the time.
Yeah.
I think there's so much support, and everything is for a good reason, and we're learning, and it's just exercises. Everything is just exercises, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
So
big classroom, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Where Jesus apparently is getting like, come on, right?
I know.
Looking at his watch.
Like, again, I have to say that again.
Playing with his beard.
It really doesn't take work. It just takes letting go.
Quit making it hard.
Yes.
Okay, so anything after Jesus, or was it?
No.
That's kind of the epic there.
Yes, that was pretty good.
Yes, that was pretty good. Yeah, and then I went to Miami in February, and helped translate for the French people in level one, and which is always amazing. These ladies, they came all the way from France. One of them is a nurse, and then she had to work through the pandemic in France as a nurse in the worst area in France, where there were so many dying people. Wow. She did such an amazing job. I mean, she was fantastic. And these ladies, they came all the way from France. They had family, kids and stuff. And for them to come to Miami was quite a challenge. They didn't speak English and stuff. And they realized all the doors opened, and it was so easy, and they had such a great time. And their kids looked up to them, you know, like, mom, you did that, you know, because some of them, you know, the kids, teenager kids, they were like, oh, mom, you know. And then they were telling me, wow, they were so impressed in the good way, you know, like showing so much love to their moms. Like, wow, mom, you did it. We're so happy for you. We're so proud of you. Yes. Yeah. So that was really cool. And then, so I was there for, by Julius for the level two, when there was all the level two, which is also so amazing to have all these people in the room, all these practitioners sharing, asking questions, really digging down and trying to really get the information and sharing all this cool information. And also in level one, you have all the practitioners share about their first sessions. And I don't know if you remember.
Love that day.
Yeah.
That man, tall man, very masculine man, saying, okay, you gotta know, I don't really believe in this, but I have to say, well, what happened, I was a little girl and I had this very cute dress, so only to hear that man tell his past life as this little girl, so I had a little cute dress with nice blue flowers, I want you to know, you know, and I had my hair like this, and like, I don't know, braids or whatever, and he said that was very important for me to have my hair like this. And then she was in love with a little black boy at the time, where white and black people were not allowed. And and he was telling that they were caught, her and the little black boy, they were caught, but the black boy was behind her back and they could hold hands. So he could feel the love from the black boy, even though they were being attacked by all these people. And he was almost crying telling that story. And that was just so beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, and then I did level three, which is another experience.
Yeah, what kind of experience is that?
Well, well, you know, kind of being like naked and like, all right, okay, this is it, you know, like tripping, you know, and you're like, you know, okay, all right, okay. it's a little bit the feeling, you know, you're like, but that was, it's amazing. I learned a lot, and you are so supportive, Julia, and the way you teach, and you give us so many information to do the best we can in those sessions. I mean, I really learned a lot during that level 3. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You're good. You're really good.
Thank you.
Yes, you are really
good. Good to know.
Tracy.
You liked a little.
I know something. It can be a lot. I know that. And I know that's not normal to be analyzed like that.
Yes.
For every single little piece.
Yes.
Yes. But it's important. Did you find that your session changed any after that?
Of course. Tremendously. Yes. Of course. And it's the nice thing is that everything is done in a supportive way. There is no like free criticizing, you know, like no, everything is supportive. Like it's a co-creation. I feel co-creation, like we create together, you know, and yeah, it's fantastic. So yeah. So then I was on the last plane coming from the States to France. The day after the planes were stopped. Wow. So I was on the last plane. I had
at the edge of it.
I had booked that plane a month ahead, and it happened. It was the last plane. So all the stewardess in the plane, they gave us champagne and everything. They were like, we don't know what's going to happen next. So we might as well give you So there was like a party in the plane, you know, everybody was like, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen next. So we might as well have fun. So that was like, oh, okay, sure. All right. And then, so then I came back to France, and there was the lockdown, which was kind of funny. You know, right after I got my level 3, I was like, ah, all right, okay, just think about it. You know, I guess I was like, okay, I know, I'm going to my room, and then I'm going to process everything. All right, I get the message. So that was cool. But then we did a few online group. The group hypnosis, yeah, and that was cool actually, because it created such bonds between the people, because I was still teaching drama as well online, and this, and we created a group of people, and all with the group sessions, you know, the group hypnosis sessions with your mom's scripts. And I mean, it was so amazing, because people at the beginning, I would share, everybody, I would say, okay, tell us where you are and how is the lockdown going for you? And so everybody get to really open their heart and share. And it's like, we went through this together. We create a community. We went through this together. That was amazing. It was amazing to see that none of us had the same reality. Like we had all these, you know, these little videos, you know, how you're on Zoom and one was there doing that, the other one was there doing, none of us had the same reality during that lockdown in this group, you know.
Right.
Some of them were with their kids, some of them were single alone, some of them were in the countryside working with grapevines and all the worried about what the weather. Some of them were locked down with their parents, some of them inside Paris, outside Paris, and all different realities. All of us had different realities, but we all had the same heart. All the same love was like sharing and taking care. And every week there was one of us kind of like, oh, today I don't feel very well. And everybody else was supportive. And oh, it was amazing. Amazing. So that was cool. And I had to process many things as well myself. Had to do my homework on some things, because there's always homework to be done.
Always.
Yes. But that was cool.
Did you feel like that was a big part of the lockdown, and this whole thing was to get everyone to get into a place to do things like that?
Yes. I think it's a dream come true for me. This lockdown was, I mean, I really feel like, for example, my friend who was a nurse in the hospital, and she, I mean, the hours she did, and she tried, and she she decided to separate herself from her kids because she didn't want to, in case she would get the virus. So she didn't see her kids for almost 2 months, which is a lot. And she would cry very often because it was hard for her. And so, I mean, I really feel for the whoever, you know, lost someone from their family and stuff. Yeah. But I really feel it was a dream come true, like to have everybody just go to your room, think about what you've done the last 30 years.
And then we'll, for a minute.
Yeah, go think about those last 30, 40, 50 years, and then we'll talk about it. And I was among them, you know, like I was in my room thinking. And that was very, very interesting. Very interesting. So many things were figured out or cleaned or solved or, you know, when you're living with my beloved, you know, we live together. So if you're, the lockdown is going to be us together and his son, which is like, who's like my son, I mean, we would have his son every other week. So every week we would be just the two of us. And then the three of us, you have to go through all the issues that you usually don't go through because you're here and there and that and there. So, and that was very interesting.
Nice and busy.
Yes.
That kind of keeps you away from all of that.
Yes. But then with love, everything can be worked through, like you can process everything and yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
And now we're back to business.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And you lifted before me, because the United States, we still have areas that are still. Everybody. Here in Arkansas, now we are the hot spot.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, right here. So, see, and I'm looking at it like, well, that's kind of normal for us, you know, fashion or any of the trends. They start on the coast.
We're
always the last, it seems like. So I guess the same me. I don't know what that's about. But I
last but not least.
You know,
so are you guys in a quarantine right now?
We're still not. No, they haven't done that, but it's just that the cases, you know, they're just doubling and all that. We're in that kind of a phase, you know, with things happening right here. So all they ever asked us to do was self isolate and, just whatever and everybody was doing that pretty much, you know, I mean, it was like within the town, I mean, you'd see people out and about and everything, but they were they're recognizing social distancing and doing all of that. But, it's just in the factories or in the, you know, in the industry, so that we have quite a few industries around here, and that's where that started happening. They apparently predicted that. So I don't watch the news. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't even know we were a hot spot, you know, because I'm not, well, I don't see it. So I was told that this is what's happening now. We are it.
So, you are the hot spot.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch the news either because I'm like, no. All right. Yeah, no, we've been allowed to work for a month now since May
11th.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everything kind of back to where it was before.
Actually, yesterday, we were allowed to go out and work. And then what do you call it in the bar and restaurants when they have the tables outside?
Just outside dining.
Right. Outside dining. Okay. So outside.
We don't have a fancy term for it.
I think a sidewalk cafe.
Sidewalk. Okay. Sidewalk cafes were open. Now since yesterday, restaurants are, movie theaters are open. Theaters are still closed, and school will start for everybody again. Everybody back to school next Monday. There's only two weeks left of school, but they want all the kids to go back to school, which I think is great, so that we make sure we didn't lose anyone on the way. You know, we want to make sure everybody's back there
So your school year, it must run differently than ours over here. Does it run year round or?
It starts in September and it ends early July.
You guys only have 6 weeks of summer, right? I think I asked someone else.
2 months, almost 2 months, yeah.
But I think you have more time off during the year, probably.
We have 4 times 2 weeks off.
That's the difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a year. I think they just called it for the rest of the year. They're like, okay, we'll start next year.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, they're going back to school. And it's great. I mean, kids are so funny because, like, my son, they went back to school like a few days here and there, you know, half the class, and they had to wear a mask. And I was kind of worried. I was like, oh my God, these poor kids, they're going to have to wear a mask. How is it going to happen? For them, it's like a game, you know, he's wearing his mask and he puts the hood and he's like, look at me.
I'm going to little baby eyes.
Yes. And they just love
it. Then they got to get creative about what the mask looks like.
Exactly. They make me think of the, I don't know if you call them minions, you know, the characters from the movie. You know, the minions, they have fun no matter what's happening to them. They have fun all the time, you know, and I love it, you know, and the kids tell the same. No matter what's happening, they'll find a way to enjoy and have fun and you know, and be playful.
They don't go to the fear.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so he was like, ooh, that's cool. So we have like different color masks. And like, he was like, no, I'm going to wear the black one. You know, he's like, look at me. Ooh, I'm so cool with my mask. So yeah. Now I'm doing the same. When we had to wear masks in supermarket, you know, whatever, in the stores, I would wear my mask. And I was like, this is a drama exercise, actually, to wear a mask and to act with a mask. It's an actual... Yeah, exactly. So I was like, this is amazing. I'm doing, so I was wearing my mask and I'm like, so cool with my mask.
Look at me.
Look at me. And I was like, I don't care what you're thinking. I can see you. I cannot, because me being an empath, and I'm sure you resonate with that. Even in the street, I kind of take care of everybody. You know, like you watch people, you know how they are inside. And I mean, if I would listen to myself, I would go to the people and say, okay, let's talk. I can see there's something wrong with you. Do you want to talk? Do you want to share? You know, and I try to refrain from doing that because otherwise at the end of the day, you're exhausted. But with the mask, you don't see them. So you're like, I don't know whether you're feeling good or bad. I don't care. I don't know how to mask. You have your mask.
And some people see your sad face.
Yeah, and some people don't know how to relate it through their eyes, because I've done that too. It's like I'll smile at somebody and I can't tell if they're smiling back or not. Like, I
just need to get the mask with a smile on it.
I know. So yeah, that was a cool experience. I mean, yeah, you have to be in the body. When you wear a mask, you have to go back to the body, because this is how you express yourself when you don't show anything on the face. And I think that's also very cool that we had to experience that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a really interesting take on that. I hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, let's just, you know, because we are all shifting our frequencies and everything. And so that's interesting. If this made you feel like you had to be in the body, it was like, was that like a grounding or I don't know. I mean, do I need to make something out of this? Or
might as well evolve it and see what comes out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was an exercise to, as I said, for me, it was really, but in a good way, to just mind my own business, but in the good way, like really take care of myself. Just take care of myself.
Like, I didn't feel like you had to take care of everyone else because you weren't connected.
Yes, exactly. And I realize how much maybe I tend to take care of people and not enough of myself. And I mean, we know this by heart. If I want to help whoever, first I have to take care of myself. I mean, this is rule number one. So it was really cool that I could experience that I have, no one could tell what I was feeling, and I could not tell what the others, except for the body language, which is huge too. But still, without the facial expressions. So I kind of felt what it is to be out with really taking care of my inner child, you know, like in my inner self, and just, yeah, really taking care of myself without being arrogant or without like being prejudiced against people, because no one could, you know, we couldn't share. So that was cool. For me, it was an experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, it was a good experience. And the body, I'm used to watch body languages all the time anyway, you know, mm-hmm. being, you know, like what we do, and also with my background of acting and dancing, and also like you see so many things with the body languages. I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing. I remember I was teaching my son when we were going to school in the morning, we would walk behind people, and I was telling him, I was like, look his body, what do you think? So he was like, oh yeah, his feet are like this, yeah, I think it's this and that, yeah. I'm like, so we would make up the story of the person, and yeah, I think it's really cool. Yeah,
very nice. Well, something else you said, you know, it was something to go through. I was thinking, it's like we were all, you know, we were all going through it. And that's, I think, the big thing. This experience was a global experience. We all were in it together.
Yes.
You know, so we did have a good idea of what others were feeling and stuff, because we were all going through it.
Makes us all relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yes. I think and in that way, like when you did your groups, and then we had other groups that we were doing, and like we've been doing those live shows, that was pulling people together. And I think just the experience alone, you know, it was pulling people together because we were all having it.
Yes. Yeah. And remember I said that 35 years ago, I had this experience where I knew we were all just one person. And now this is why for me it was like a dream come true, because now everybody is realizing that we are all together in this. No matter how rich, no matter how much money,
leveled that playing field, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's amazing. That's amazing. On the planet, you know, it was like, wow. And everybody's just aware of other people on the planet. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, they're going through the same thing as us. And we're all together. And yeah, that was.
No one's immune to it.
Yes.
Like
yes,
you
yes.
said, doesn't matter how much money you have, how little you have, what house you exactly. live in, what area you live in. Exactly. It don't matter.
Exactly. And it was, and it's, yeah, it's beautiful, because I remember thinking, to unite this planet, we would need to have a common, like, enemy, so-called enemy, like someone's attacking us from outside, so we would unite, you know? And I was like, I wonder how this is going to happen.
That's usually when people pull together, is when they have some kind of a catastrophe, then it's like, you know, that.
Yeah.
Band together, and so
yes,
so it had to be some kind of a global
exactly yeah so that's really cool.
Not the aliens, the extraterrestrials coming, because that's what everybody thinks it's gonna be, right. It's not that. It's right here with us.
And exactly. We come full circle back to aliens and dragons.
Mm-hmm. And so the clients I get now, they're, thanks to the lockdown and everything, I mean, they were super cool before, but now they're like super, super, super cool. I mean, I have people that are like, okay, I'm ready now. We go for it. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's just clear these closets and be done with that.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So what kind of things are you having? I mean, what, like they're ready and they're clearing things out. So just do you have any kind of like a general thing that's?
Yes. I already had that before, but even more now is like people want to know what their mission in life is, and they want to be on their own path, you know. And that was funny. One lady, she was asking about whether she should keep her job or not, or whether she should change her job. And so the SC was kind of laughing like, yeah, girl, you gotta change. You gotta leave that job, that's for sure. So the question was, what job should I do? And the answer was, it was so beautiful. The answer was, you can do anything. You have to choose a job where you're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I loved it, because usually left brain are going to be like, should I go into banking? Or maybe I should go into, I don't know, accounting. Or maybe I should go into a travel agency. Instead of the field, it's the happiness. You know, like you can be a happy bank person or a sad bank person. It's not about bank. It's about the people you're going to work with, the field, like how you're going to feel in that team, whether either you feel good or you don't. And if you don't, you're out. And that was beautiful. The answer was, I just loved it. The way it was said, you know, just pick a job where you're going to be happy. And she understood it. I mean, she understood it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge message for everyone.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah.
Because so many people say, what should I be doing? And they're always saying, you just need to be. Just be. And they're like, exactly. No, I need to do something.
So, exactly.
And then that's
exactly.
what they say.
Be happy.
Then do what makes you happy, because you're here to bring the energy in. And so you bring in a whole lot more energy and better energy, whatever, more positive, when you're doing what makes you happy.
Yeah. Exactly. And you start attracting more of what you want when you're happy.
Right.
So, I mean, it all plays nice together. Yeah.
Yeah. And this other young girl at the end, you know, I'm like, to the SC, do you have a last message? And the message was like, go have fun. Go have fun. I had another one. The last word from the SC is the best. I mean, I love them so much. One of them said, you can, thank you for visiting me. You can stop by anytime you want.
Anytime.
We'll be here.
Feel free. I have coffee and tea and cookies. You can just stop by whenever. Just don't.
I'm around. Just, you know.
I love it.
I'm right there. Thank you for stopping by. I mean, I think they said, thank you for stopping by. Something else. Thank you for paying us a visit or something like that. That was so funny. Cool. So cool. Yeah, most of them, it's like, yeah, have fun, enjoy, just love yourself. And it's, maybe it sounds like this a little easy to say, but at the end of the session, when the person gets that message, they fully understand the message, fully understand, and they are like, wow. Yeah
It's like in every fiber of every cell at that point.
Yes, exactly. And that's like this lady, she had met another type of healing, and this person that I've heard of, but I don't know this person. But she said, oh, I went there, and he said, oh, you have an entity attached. And then she said, she put me in the middle of the circle with everybody around, and he did all these big things. And she said, it was a bit shocking for me that, you know, he told me that. I'm kind of worried and stuff. And so then it was her list of questions. So I said, what about that person? Mm-hmm. And she said, that's funny, because she said in Italian, she's French, but she said that word in Italian, which is a word we use in south of France because there are many Italian there. She said, comediante, which means show business. Like, it's a play. You're like, the guy is is acting, you know, like, it's like, you know, who are you fooling with me? Who, these entities are attached to you? And she said, comediante, and which means so much. And then I was like, do you use that word very much? And she's like, no. I'm like, do you speak Italian? She's like, no, I don't speak Italian. And I'm like, do you fully understand what it means? She's like, oh yes, I fully understand. So she was like, so relieved and relieved that it didn't mean much, but then she understood that this person was really a good exercise for her. I mean, whoever we run into, they are here to teach us, you know, like, ooh, like, whatever. And she was thankful to that man, because now she came to QHHT session, and instead of, because the message was like, she had given him her power to heal her. And that she had to learn that she's the one in charge. She's the one who's going to heal herself. So this man was really there to help her understand she should not give away her power. And she fully understood, and she was thankful. And now she was like, I'm so glad I got my power back again. And I'm not going to give it away to someone. And it was so cool. That was so cool. Yeah.
That is, and it's a beautiful way of expressing that. And that another huge message I mean, that that everybody, I mean, probably everyone needs to hear that one.
Yes. Because
it's so easy to give it away. And yes, it's so many different ways.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And all these people, they're ready to get back their power and to take care of themselves, really, instead of giving it away or blaming outside or not even blaming, but like, you should take care of me. No, they're like, okay, I'll take care of myself. Because when they were on their own during the lockdown, they realized they didn't know themselves. Some of them, they met themselves for the first time. They met their spouse, they met their kids, they met their pets, and they met themselves, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, hello, I'm your wife. Oh, okay. How long have we been married? 20 years? Oh my God, that's a long time. Who are you?
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Yes. We get so into all these habits or routines and all these things that take up all our time. And then these are just people, I guess they just become people in our lives. I don't know what we, that's just interesting.
And the kids too. I mean, many parents have met their kids during the lockdown.
Yeah, I can relate to that because my kids spend a lot of time up in their rooms and hanging out with their friends and stuff like that. So yeah, when they start spending time with you, you're like, oh, hey, you've got a personality and you don't just leave your socks and dishes and... Actually kind of funny. So
so that's really amazing. And I think QHHT is, I mean, it rings a bell. So many people are like, I want to do the training. Like after they had a session, they're like, I want to learn that technique myself.
I get that a lot too.
Yeah, because that's a big deal, you know. I mean, what you're doing for people, you're helping them discover who they are and their true meaning and their true mission and all these things, because everybody's searching. So it's wonderful. Mm. I mean, it really is helping humanity.
I mean, of course,
that's a big deal. This isn't little small mashed potatoes here. That's a big deal.
Yes, yes, it is a big deal. And I was you know, searching about hypnosis, because I really love what's happening with hypnosis. And I remember I had done a hypnosis session long time ago, Ericksonian technique, you know, when they describe for you your beautiful place, they tell you, so you're on the shore by the beach and the trees. And then me, I was like thinking, yeah, what about if I don't like the trees and the beach and the water, you know, because I'm always like arguing, like I'm not an easy client, that's for sure. And I remember once, one of my clients, I said, so you go to a beautiful place where there's no worries, no problem. There could be the seashore, could be anything. And then he's in the magma of the planet, inside the planet, in the magma, you know, where there's a fire. And I'm like, there's no way I could have thought that for that person, the beautiful place is in the magma of the planet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So like to chill out in the boiling fire of the magma, whatever, you know, have
fun. Fire being.
Yes, yes. And this is what I love. So many, and even during the interviews, I mean, when people tell you things, you kind of think, I think I know why. You know, you have this fear of, I don't know, water when your mom drowned you in the bathtub when you were 2 years old. I don't know. Whatever. You're kind of, I'm so clever. I know the answer. But then when the ST talks, you're like, oh, all right. Okay. Like you, sometimes you had no idea. Yeah. There's no
Never
way.
Saw
you
could... that one coming.
Yes.
Yes. And this is what I love, because there's no way you can miss anything. You can go wrong, because it's not about you. It's about them doing the healing, and that's so fantastic. And also they hear what they are ready to hear, and what they are able to digest and process, and so it will be good for them at this point in their life. And that's so cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah.
Very good. I was just looking at our time, and how about we, we'll kind of start through our wind up process here, I think, but how can people find you if they want to reach you?
All right. It's fairly easy. In France, there is this application called Doctolib, doctolib.fr or something like that. And you just enter my name, Corinne Puget, and then you find me. Otherwise, I have a Facebook page, QHHT Corinne Puget, and you find me there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think, Tracy, you're putting that.
I got a Facebook page in there for you, Corinne.
Yes, I can.
Okay. We don't know that one.
Don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Send me the links. I'll put them in the chats for everybody. And I kind of dropped the ball on that, didn't I? I'm usually over here going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And today I'm just listening to you.
There it is. I wrote both of them for you on the.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So I'll get those over into the chat room right now.
Yes, yes.
Well, how about, Corinne, I mean, this has been fantastic, and I loved hearing your story. I have never heard it before, so this is wonderful. I just knew the acting and the dancing and all of that, that's fantastic. But what I always like for, like, a parting message for everyone, for our viewers, and so what would you like to tell them?
Well, have fun, love yourself, do whatever makes you happy, and just please listen to this inner voice that maybe just a little, speaking really soft like this. Please listen to that inner voice, because that inner voice knows exactly what you need to be doing. So please pay attention, you know, and go follow your heart, follow your heart. I mean, we know now, especially after the lockdown and everything, all the strategic that we could have, oh, I'm going to make money, I'm going to do this. No, just follow your heart. Just follow your heart and do QHHT sessions.
I love that little push at the end.
Yeah. Because, I mean it out of my heart. And really.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that leads to a question. Who could benefit from a QHHT session?
Everyone can benefit.
Everyone.
Everyone. Oh, sure. Yeah. It's so wonderful, because then it opens doors, you know, like, then once you got that connection once, you can be connected all the time. So it's not something you have to go back forever. You can do it on your own, which is also another very cool aspect of QHHT. Yeah. So everyone should do it. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
That's going to get me to go over to Julia and say, Julia, if somebody wanted to find a practitioner or take a course, how would they do that?
Well, why do you ask that, Tracy? The best way to get more information on finding a practitioner, and you just go to Find a Practitioner page and just look for somebody in your area, or just look for somebody who resonates if you're willing to travel or are able to travel. But that's, and then also we have all the course information for all the different courses we have coming up. But that's at QHHT for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. So QHHTofficial.com. And right now we just have our online courses happening. So the level one online is always happening. You can just go in there and sign up for that. And then we will be launching our level two online very soon, probably within weeks. Yeah. That close. And otherwise, we do have a live level two still scheduled. We're still hopeful that we can make it in Bali, and that will be in November. So we put it far enough out there that we're really hoping. And then we are looking at next year now. We're starting to think about it. And I'll just, you guys are the first to know. we're looking at doing Egypt again, like in a year from now.
Yay!
Fantastic.
Because there are some areas that we did not see when we were there on this last trip, and so.
So Corinne, when she said Egypt, did you go?
Yeah, but this time I'll be ready. This time I'll have my umbrella, you know, my anti-static umbrella.
You might be like.
Yeah. I'll know. And I'll be ready to meet whoever I need to meet there. Yeah, that's for sure.
Once we have the go ahead, you know, and it's just, you know, right now it's really hard to gauge what we can do. I mean, this is such an unknown. And So it's hard to plan. And normally we've started planning next year and everything. And it's really, so I know we'll have some things in the States.
Yay.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's where we are. But meanwhile, but just stay tuned on our sites and the Facebook pages and everywhere. We let you know. Make sure you're on our list so we can let you know if you're not staying tuned into our sites.
Yeah. And you can find Corinne and myself there as well as on the practitioner list.
Of course, yes, of course.
Tracy, how can people find you?
On official.com, the official.com page, which by the way, I put in the chat rooms. Also TracyMahan.com, and it's Tracy with an IE. So TracyMahan.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Those are great places to find me. So yeah, wonderful.
Fantastic.
We just make ourselves findable, right?
Yes.
So
thank you, Corinne, so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maybe you could say something real quick in French and that would be fun.
Sure. Alors, qu'est-ce que je vais dire? Je vais dire bonjour déjà à tous ceux qui parlent français, voilà, parce qu'il n'y a pas de raison. Et j'ai hâte de vous voir et je remercie Julia et Tracy qui sont juste fantastiques. Voilà. Donc, je les remercie du fond du cœur en français.
Okay, let me translate that because I don't speak any French.
All right.
So, I think she just said, you guys are super cool. Thanks for watching the show and supporting us here on the Metaphysical Hour. Check Julia out. She's got Soul Speak. She's got the QHHT courses. And, of course, Tracy's super cool. And come check me out. I'm Corinne. That's what I think you just said. It and then maybe been. Blew a kiss.
Yes. It could have been. Kind of. Yeah, well, actually, it's funny how we don't advertise ourselves like you guys do in America. You know, hey, check this out, that, this, and that. No, we don't do that. We're like, oh, hello, everyone. I hope you're fine and wish you a good evening. And I love these two ladies who are wonderful. That's what I said.
Okay, so she ad-libbed the last part.
Yes. But it's cool that you said it because it had to be said what you said, though. So it's perfect. You're so clever, Tracy. You're very excellent. You're perfect.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, Corinne.
My memory of one word that I remember French, and that's au revoir. Oh,
you see, she's perfect. Oh. I told you. Yeah. Yes.
And I know there's a je t'aime, but I don't remember exactly how it's used, and so I don't always want to. Exactly.
Je t'aime is I love you like I love you, you know, so yeah. Ben, au revoir. Gros bisous. We blow a kiss. Gros bisous. Yeah.
Gros bisous.
Well, I'll do that.
Oh, big kiss. It means big kiss. Gros bisous. Yeah.
Love you.
Au revoir. Merci. Bye, everyone. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you.